praise God for each of you who are here. I thank God for being God all by himself, because without him, we would cease to exist. I would definitely ask for your prayers. For some reason, I've been trying to catch a cold, and it's been bugging me. So I knew the devil was going to make me shut up today. Amen, amen. Indeed, this is a great time in our lives. It's a great time to be saved and sanctified. It's even a better time to know that you know that you know that you know. If it had not been for the Lord on your side, at some point in time, in hell, we would have lifted up our eyes. But God is so great today. God is so merciful today. And even in a time like this, there is a word from the Lord. Let us revisit again Proverbs chapter 3. Please revisit with me again Proverbs chapter 3. And we will now read verses 7 through 10. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. When you put your finger there, let us hold our Bible and make our proclamation. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Amen. Together, let us read verses, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. Amen. Let us read. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And think with me shortly from this theme. Jesus can work it out. Please bow your heads with me. Father God, it is now time that you have allowed me to stand before your people. I pray, Lord God, and I thank you for the strength to stand. Lord God, I ask right now that you would open our ears and our minds that we may receive all that you have for us. But Father God, I know that this is a time that you have ordained to be so. You've got the people here that you wanted to be here. You've got the ears open that you wanted to be open. And I pray, Lord, that as your word goes forth today, it will not come back void. We thank you that you saw fit to just bless us today. Thank you, Lord God, for your arms of love and protection. And even now, I ask that you would allow me to decrease as your word would increase. In Jesus' name, amen. As the Lord led me to this passage of scripture, and I know it's definitely for us, there are many things happening in our lives today. And there's some people who might wonder how we can get all of this done. We have a total of a lot of things. We want to renovate this entire building, but we're trying to figure out how to get it done. I came to remind you that as children of God, we are believers. And we have to believe that Jesus can work it out. We have to know without a shadow of a doubt that God meant what he said, and he said what he meant. And whatever we do it to his honor and to his glory. The very first thing, and as I was looking, I can hear the words of the song, Jesus can work it out. It said, while you're trying to figure it out, he's already worked it out. The next part said, this problem that I have, I just couldn't seem to solve. I prayed, just kept getting deeper involved, but I turned it over to Jesus, and I stopped worrying about it, because I turned it over to the Lord, and he worked it out. Saint John,
because I turned it over to the Lord. I ain't stressed out this morning because I turned it over to the Lord. I ain't trying to lose this sleep no more because I turned it over. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but you came in the door and you've been stressed out. You came to the door and you've been broken up. But I came to tell you, turn it over to Jesus because he will work it out. Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus will work it out. Hallelujah. I told y'all I was happy. Hallelujah. And he said in his word, don't be wise in your own eyes. You know, we try to put two nickels together to make a dime. It ain't gonna happen. But I tell you, if you got a nickel and I got a nickel, when we take it to the Lord, we'll get back a dollar because that's where the Lord works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look in the word today. It says simply here, be not wise. But even before we go there, let's look at verse 6. It said, in all thy ways. How many ways? How many ways? So if you acknowledge God in all of your ways, it simply means you are not trying to do what somebody else told you to do because you have said, God, order my steps in your word, and God will order your steps. All we have to do is take time and say, Father, what would you have me to do? And he will work it out. Somebody say, Jesus will work it out. Hallelujah. And then I'm still in the word. The Lord kept me here this week. So he said, listen, he said, fear the Lord and depart from evil. Let me tell you what evil is. Evil is any thought or idea that you came up with by yourself. Let me say that again. Evil is any thought or idea you came up with yourself. That means we got a plan together. And we decided to work the plan without discussing it with God. But let me tell you, baby, when the Lord wake you up in the morning, before you put your feet to the floor, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. When you turn it over in the middle of the night, before you close your eyes, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. When you on your way to the bathroom or the kitchen, before you get mad because how early it is, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Because I tell you, somebody wake up with a back pain. Somebody woke up with a migraine. But if you woke up and didn't have no pain, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Because Jesus can work it out. In the scripture here, he said, when you depart from evil, that's where verse 8 comes in. It said, it will be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. If you depart from evil, it will be health to thy navel. Let me tell you, the Lord doesn't want us broken down. He doesn't want us beat down and tired. Mm-hmm. The Lord doesn't want you to work so hard that you knock yourself out. What the Lord wants us to do is to honor him. Because he said like this, he said, I will add to you. Hello? When you too tired, he will prop us back up. When we get to leaning on one side, he'll prop us up on the other side. God is not interested in us having no breakdown. We serve a God that specializes in breakthrough, not in breakdown. If you are on the verge of a breakdown, I came to tell you, Jesus can work it out. And if he will change your breakdown into a breakthrough, and you will learn how to say, hallelujah, with my hand lifted up and my mouth filled with praise today. Oh, somebody needs to be shouting with me this morning. Hallelujah. He said, it will be health to thy neighbor. You know what? We are so stressed today. We're trying to do everything on our own. Why would we serve a God who is faithful in everything when we don't honor him in nothing? Why is it? Why would we beat our head against the wall trying to do stuff he never told us to do? Let me tell you, all you have to do is do what God told you to do. He will journey. Everybody else might be falling out, but he will strengthen you. He said over in Isaiah, you will walk and not faint. All you got to do is walk where he tell you to walk. Go where he tell you to go. Say what he told you to say. And he will add to you. Glory to God. Then we look at verse 9. It said, honor the Lord with thy substance, with thy first fruit of all thy increase. God ain't got no cheapskates on his team. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, are you cheap? See, some of them didn't answer this because they cheap. But when you serve a God, I love it. It's in Psalm 24, it says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. When you a child of the king, you don't worry about somebody giving you stuff back. Because you know the scripture say, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. The same way you give it out, it's coming right back to you. But we so stingy. I'm going to hold on to this just in case. I ain't give you none of mine because you didn't give me none of yours. I'm going to keep all of mine. Let me tell you, if you going to can all you get, then you got all you can. Ain't nothing coming back in. Because the Lord wants us to be free giving. Open your hand and say, Father, I stretch my hand to you. Whatever you gave me, I'm going to give it out because I know there's more where that came from. How do I know that? Because Jesus can work it out. Look at the scripture here. Understand. I have to understand who we are in the Lord. Children of God, again, when we're tired and broken down, that is not of God. Do you know we cannot serve God joyfully when we are broken down and tired? Do you know we cannot lift our hands when we are envious and jealous? Do you know when we got hatred and envy in our heart, we can't get a praise through? But if you let go of that mess, turn it over to the Lord. Quit worrying about who talking about you. You done talked about somebody. You don't have to run down who lied on you. Just think about who. How many times we done lied on somebody. And turn it over to Jesus. The scripture is full of what the Lord will do, has done, and will do again. All he wants us to do is let him work it out. Tell your neighbor, let him work it out. In Acts 17:28, it says, well, in him, in Jesus, we live, we move, and we have our being. We live and move and have our being. What does that mean? That means we are not in competition with anybody. Hello? See, y'all didn't get that one. We live. We move in him. We are not in competition with anybody. Hello? Somebody say, break it down, Pastor. Let me tell you. Can I get real? As fat as I am, I ain't scared of no skinny woman. Hello? As old as I am, I ain't scared of no young woman. Because I know what God has for me, it is for me. Now, if you don't feel like that, evidently, you ain't a child of the king. But I serve a God who got it going on. Hello? Now, men, let me tell you, if your woman is your woman, you ain't scared about who's smiling at her. Cause you got yourself together before she left home. Hello? See, y'all ain't real this morning. We gonna have a real class. See, you know when you done did your business at home, your mate can go anywhere they wanna go. Cause you know they was happy when they left home and they gonna be happy to come back home. Cause they know what they got at home. Hello? And how do I know that? Because Jesus done worked it out. Y'all keep sitting. I'm gonna come down your street in a minute. Tell your neighbor, she's coming down your street. Uh-huh. Because we don't understand who we are in the Lord. But when you let him work it out, he will stand you up in a mirror and start at the top of your head and go down to your feet and remind you just how blessed you are. Baby, I serve a God who blesses the black people. He blesses the white people. He blesses polka dot and stripe people. He just bless and bless and bless and bless. So if you know, when you want to know, he worked it out for, turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus can work it out. Hallelujah. In the word today, verse 8 said, it shall be health to thy neighbor. It shall be health to thy neighbor. God wants us to have a brilliant, beautiful picture when we go to the world. Let me just say this. You know, just this week, everybody was excited about this new iPod, what was coming out. Mm-hmm. You know, it does this and that and this and that. And I was looking at that thing. And I'm like, Lord, there's a problem here. We rush to get the newest technology. We rush to get the newest thing that the world puts out. And our kids are still the last ones on the list when it comes to testing. So they sell you an iPod and don't tell you it's going to cost an arm and a leg to get it. But if we would just spend time with our children, the Lord has worked it out that we would have more children making it not only through high school, but making it through college if we would first go to him and ask him to open that door. The Lord says in verse 9, honor the Lord with thy substance. What does that mean? Catch your breath. I'm not going to ask you for any more money. But what I'm going to ask you is to be more faithful.
Well.
Just be faithful. God has already done more for us than we could have ever done for ourselves. God has opened doors for us that we have not even gotten to yet. And he's still laying out the plan. But we are not faithful in Sunday school. We won't be faithful in prayer meeting. We won't be faithful in morning worship. And he still opened the windows of heaven. I tell you today, you got an opportunity to get in on the ground floor. Because one of these days, tell them one of these days he's going to shut up heaven. And we're going to be on the outside looking in. That's why it's for us now to be faithful with all that he has done. And then why are we faithful? Because verse 10 says, so thy barns will be what? Filled with plenty. Who in here needs plenty? Raise your hand. See, some of y'all are so scared you need to raise your hand. How many need plenty in some area of your life? Let me tell you how you get the plenty. When you honor the Lord, you honor God in everything. When you acknowledge God in all of your ways, and then when you listen to God and do what he says, when we do all of that, Jesus will work it out for us. Now, I don't know all of y'all in here, but let me give you some old school. Can I go old school? See, let me tell you. I don't know about y'all, but I tell you, I know the Lord can work it out. Because I know there's something about the name Jesus. Oh, when you call his name, things happen. When you call his name, the earth will move. When you call his name, doors will open. When you call his name, the devil begins to tremble. But you don't know if you ain't never called his name. But can I testify right now? Will y'all let me testify? Baby, let me tell you, I thank God that he let me live long enough to know. Way back then, I thought my grandmother was just doing old fogginism when she walked the hall and said, But let me tell you, the Lord has let me live long enough when my back was up against the wall and was between a rock and a hard place. Didn't have nobody to call, but I molded my own. He said, I said, Jesus, oh Jesus. And when I called on him, he worked it out. Somebody said, what did he do? When I called on the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. One time I called on the Lord and he sent a house note for me. One time I called on the Lord. I didn't just say Lord, I said Jesus, because I know in the Bible it said the Lord is my shepherd. But I didn't get to shepherd. I said the Lord is my doctor and he heals my body. One time I said the Lord is my car note and he sent what I needed. One time I said the Lord is my company keeper and he wrapped his arms around me. I don't know what you need, but I came to tell you today, Jesus will work it out. Hallelujah. One time in my life, I was on the verge of depression. Had even thought about suicide. But I called on the Lord and he said, not now. I got something for you to do. What am I telling you? Jesus can work it out. Hallelujah. There are tragedies in your life, situations in your life. You can't always run and tell people what's going on. Why? Because church people talk. And they tell your business. But I tell you, when you tell Jesus, he don't tell nobody. When you call on him, he said, what is it, my child? I came to tell you, Jesus will work it out for you. Somebody say, Jesus will work it out. See, y'all sitting there, y'all playing with me today. Oh, y'all playing with me. But let me tell you, it's too many times we want to make people think we all that in a bag of chips. But I tell you, if it had not been for the Lord, when my enemies came up on me, they stumbled and fell. If it had not been for the Lord, somebody dug a ditch for me. But the Lord said, if you dig one ditch, you better dig two. Because that first one is yours, baby. Somebody say he'll work it out. Came to tell you, the Lord said, call on me in your day of trouble and I will deliver you. I don't know what kind of cage you in today, but I double dog dare you to call on Jesus. I triple negro dare you to call on Jesus, because when you call him, he will answer. When you call him, he will reach down and pick you up when you call him. See, y'all ain't want to party today. Y'all don't want to call him today. But I came to tell the Lord, thank you. I came to tell the Lord, thank you. He didn't have to wake me up this morning, but he did. He didn't have to give me activities on my body, but he did. He didn't have to give me clothes on my back, but he did. I came to say thank you. I came to say thank you. I know. Hallelujah. See, some of y'all got up this morning and just went in, pulled down something to wear. Didn't have no problem. But let me tell you, I had to open my closet and say, Jesus, make something fit this morning. I know some of y'all look like Mother Wood. Just step in and the clothes drop down on you. But I had to say, Jesus. So if you was like me, and you had to call Jesus before you got dressed this morning, why don't you wave your hand? I see some of y'all got them brand new cars. And some of y'all ain't got no trouble. But see, this morning, my gas tank was not on full. But I didn't want to be late getting to church. So I said, Jesus, and he gave me enough gas because he worked it out for me. Did he work it out? See, now, if you got one of them old cars where you got to lay hands on them, you know what I'm talking about. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. Heard Deacon Ingram talk about he was sick last night. Deacon, I know what you was talking about. I turned on the fan, got choked up. Turned on the air conditioner, got too cold. Woke up with chills this morning. But I tell you, Jesus done worked it out. I feel all right this morning. Hallelujah. When I got to church, didn't have no Excedrin, didn't have no buffering, but I called on Jesus.
was coughing this morning, but I called on Jesus. Didn't feel good this morning, but I called on Jesus. I came to tell you, Jesus done worked it out. Hallelujah. Wasn't feeling the best. Didn't feel too good when I came in. But baby, I can run. Woo! I can run in His name right now. How? Because Jesus done worked it out. Hallelujah. Tell somebody He worked it out. Tell somebody He worked it out. Came to tell you. Came to tell you this morning. I don't know what you walked in here with this morning. But if you know Jesus, or when I mention your name, all I want you to say is hallelujah. See, we're so fancy right now. We don't want anybody to know. So let me take you back to old school. I don't know what day you met it, but when I call your day, if you ain't too cute this morning, if you ain't too educated this morning, and if you feel like praising Him this morning, all I want you to say is praise the Lord. See, somebody found out on a Sunday, Jesus could work it out. And see, somebody found out on a Monday, Jesus could work it out. Somebody found out on a Tuesday that Jesus could work it out. Somebody found out on a Wednesday that Jesus could work it out. Somebody found out on a Friday Jesus could work it out. Woo! Somebody found out on a Saturday but Jesus could work it out. But my day was Thursday. Thursday. Oh, He worked it out. And He been working it out every day after that one. So I came to tell you, child of God, He didn't just work it out then. But over 2,000 years ago, when He came through 46 generations, He came to work it out. He walked this earth 30 plus years. And He walked this earth to work it out. And one day, they put Him on the cross. They held Him up from the sixth to the ninth hour. And while He was on that cross, He was working it out. Oh, yes, He did. When they took Him down, laid Him in a borrowed tomb. And while He was down there, He worked it out. He laid there all night Friday. Laid there all Saturday. Laid there Saturday night. But Sunday morning, somebody say Sunday morning. Sunday morning, He got up with all power. All power. In His hand. And what did He do? When He got up, you got up. When He got up, all of us got up. And do you know what He did? Do you know what He did? Jesus just worked it out. He worked it out. All of your problems, He worked it out.